Ivo's visit to Fairyland. This is the story of Eva.
Oh, heavens, not this again. I'm tired of eating the same thing over and over again.
Oh, but we are poor, my child. I cannot provide you with more.
Ah, I hate being poor.
Eva lived with her mother in a small town. She often argued with her mother and asked her of expensive things that her mother could never buy. Eva wanted to have all the richness and luxuries, but never wanted to work for it. Not far from Eva's home was a brook. Each time Eva argued with her mother, she would come here and sit by the water.
I am so hungry. I could have at least eaten that boring food before fighting with Mother.
Giving in to her hunger, Eva went for some berry hunting in the dense bushes. Just as she was plucking and throwing berries, Eva heard something.
What is that music? Never heard that one before.
It was the most beautiful boat Eva had ever seen.
Wow!
Eva was stunned, but she also suddenly felt so happy. She wanted to join the merry mood of these new beings, but she forgot that she was a gigantic person for these tiny fairies. As soon as she started dancing...
Ah! Earthquake! Run for your lives!
Oh, no! It's not an earthquake! It's a human! Run! Quickly, back to the boat!
Fairies and elves jumped back to their boat and rowed as fast as they could, but Eva was so stubborn that she jumped into the water and swam after them. After at least an hour, Eva finally managed to reach the shore of a strange-looking land.
Where am I? Ah! Wait!
Eva ran after the elf to the other side of the bushes, only to find herself surrounded by hundreds of tiny magical creatures.
Am I dreaming?
Silence!
Child, you are a human and are not allowed to be here.
You must be the queen.
Huh.
If I don't belong here, then your fairies and elves mustn't have stepped foot on my brook.
How dare you speak so arrogantly with the queen?
Calm down, Roseleaf. She must be confused. Let me do something about it.
Whoa!
Eva was now as tiny as the elves.
Stop treating me like I'm strange-looking. I am not. You are.
Arr! Quiet now. Come with me, child. What's your name?
As Eva followed the queen, she was even more surprised by how beautiful everything around was. The ceiling was covered with all types of flowers and ferns. There were waterfalls on the walls, but she couldn't tell where the water came from. It was pure magic. Eva was ushered to the softest cushions and was offered the most refreshing drink.
Little one, why don't you allow Fairy Roseleaf to give you a little tour of our fairyland? Maybe you will learn a little.
You mean I have to work? Oh, please. I'm in no mood to get off this soft cushion.
You mean you never work?
Why, too? It's my mother who feeds me and brings me everything I want.
Eva, how about I let you stay here forever after you finish the tour? Then would you be interested?
Oh, of course I will. Let's go.
Eva was led from the hall through a lobby.
What is this place?
This is the room for the wounded.
How dare you?
See? You flew with a wounded wing. You should thank me.
Oh, shut up.
They're hurt. How are they joking around?
Because we at Fairyland know that this is life. Just because you are hurt, you cannot keep focusing upon things you don't have or things that are bad. You must be patient.
I never thought about this before.
Crossing the lovely blossomed path, they were now onto the fairy court.
Whoa! I always thought of courts to be scary, but this is beautiful.
This is not a human's court, Eva. Come sit beside me. Tell me, Eva, have you ever wondered how all flowers bloom without anyone watching over them? You see, some flowers grow so far away on the hills and in the valleys that no human soul can even reach them. So we send our gardeners to tend them.
So these flowers bloom and let out their fragrance even when there's nobody to compliment them?
Absolutely. Which is why they stand tall and strong. For there lies not a single evil thought in their fragrant petals. They pour out their love in form of sweet dew each day, which is collected by our gardener fairies and brought as an offering to the fairy court. This way, these unique flowers may never be forgotten. As Eva was listening in awe, a fairy entered the court with a concerning look on her face.
Dear Queen, my flowers are proud and willful. They said that they are the most beautiful flowers on the planet and they don't need to send in their dew and fragrances for anybody.
Oh, how mean. They will learn their lesson when the world forgets about them.
No, Eva. It's always easy to stay angry at those who are mean to us. But that is never helpful. These proud flowers don't need to be forgotten. Even if someone refuses to do their duty, we must never forget ours. Go back to the flowers, dear fairy, and keep doing your duty to tend to them. I am certain that your love will transform their hearts.
Eva was touched by everything she was learning from this place.
Oh, whoa. Hey, what the heck am I doing?
What is that noise?
That must be our students. Come, Eva. I will show you the teaching room.
Eva saw groups of flowers around whom elves sat, all learning different things from the flower petals.
What are they learning?
Oh, those are the older plants. They are teaching the elves how to take care of them. Things like when to shelter the growing buds and when to let them brace the weather.
The plants are teaching them how they wish to be taken care of?
Oh, of course. We alone know what we need most. So it is our duty to express our needs to those who want to take care of us.
As Eva looked around, some elves learned to heal wounds of the insects from the nurse fairies. And some were attentively learning to spell the fairy alphabet.
This is all so magical, Your Highness. I wish I could stay here.
Well, you kept your word and finished the tour, Eva. You are allowed to stay here. You can spend the whole day with fairies and dwarves sipping your drink and learning the fairy alphabet.
I appreciate your offer, Your Highness.
What is it, Eva?
Your Highness, this is all so magical and beautiful. But more than that, there is love, care, and empathy. That is what makes your world a beautiful place to be. My world has all of it, too.
but I was too blind and lazy to see it. I failed to see how patient my mother has been in such difficult times, and she never failed to do her duty towards me, even though I was never grateful to her, and how she would always know my exact needs without me knowing them myself. There may not be elves and fairies in my world, but it's the love of our loved ones that make our world magical. My world always had magic, Your Highness. I just failed to see it. I will never forget my visit to this fairyland, Your Highness, but I have to go back to my mother and my magical world.
The Queen and Roseleaf were touched by Eva's words. The Queen had grown so fond of Eva that she gave her a magic bell to call the fairies and bring her back to the fairyland anytime she wants. After returning Eva to her normal size, she was gifted a boat to go back home. All the magical creatures bid their new friend goodbye. Back at home, Eva hugged her mother with all her might. Her mother was surprised to see how determined Eva had suddenly become. She helped her mother in all her chores and lived in her magical world happily ever after.